We are joined now by voice of the Patriots, Bob Soucy, joins us. And Bob, this isn't like a shock that Cam Newton signed. They got him on a great deal. The Patriots didn't have a lot of cap space, but they got him on a great deal. And Cam Newton, like, the guy's a good quarterback. I think of all quarterbacks in the last 10 years, for a guy who's actually done very well, he might get the least amount of recognition for what he's done.
Well, I think, Jason, first of all, it's good to be with you. I think that a lot of it with Newton this offseason has been related to the health problems he's had in recent years and the unknown coming off a foot injury last year, which he actually suffered against the Patriots in the preseason. And here in New England, when you take into account the risk versus reward, potentially the reward is going to be far greater than the risk, and the cost versus the potential value, which will be far greater than the cost if Cam Newton approaches what he was in the past, because as you referenced, he is a quarterback who I think of as one of the handful of players in the NFL that I would look forward to watching more so than all of his peers or most of his peers. And I think when I say that, it's kind of like a great pitcher's duel in baseball. In calling games, broadcasting for the Patriots the last 7 years, doing their play-by-play, you know, you'd have Aaron Rodgers against Tom Brady once every 4 years, or Tom Brady versus Drew Brees, or Brady versus Peyton Manning, more frequently, of course, when Peyton was still in the league. And Newton was one of those guys that I would put in that class because he was he's a different kind of quarterback, but when healthy, such a rare and freakish athlete and quarterback, and he was terrific against the Patriots in 2 games. So I think when you talk about the Pats, maybe the timing of it, that the Patriots didn't make a move when a lot of people thought they would, right before free agency. They didn't make a trade going into the draft. They didn't draft a quarterback this year. And I think over the course of time, a lot of people resigned themselves to the idea that, yeah, you know, it's going to be Jarrett Stidham who will follow Tom Brady as the Patriots starting quarterback in all likelihood in 2020. But those factors that I mentioned, the cost, the fact that Newton has played very well against the Patriots, they add up, and it makes a lot of sense for the Pats, and it really shouldn't be all that surprising to get him on a one-year deal, and if it doesn't work out, you don't have to really pay that much. It's $1 million. If it does work out, you're not paying that much either. It's 7.5 max with the incentives for a guy who was an MVP, and a game-changing quarterback.
You look at his receiving core and tight end, and if you compare them around the league, like, it's not like he's blessed with a ton of talent there right now.
Well, I think one of the things about Carolina with Newton is that there have been periods where he's had one or two outstanding players. Now, the Panthers have had good running games with Cam as their quarterback. And when we saw him in 2013, for example, he had one of the league's premier tight ends, Greg Olsen, and a Hall of Fame caliber receiver in Steve Smith Sr. And then they went on this run of consecutive division championships and playoff relevancy, where the pieces changed a little bit. They drafted a player like Benjamin, who was a real disappointment for them. Devin Funchess came in, and, you know, bigger receivers, but not necessarily outstanding receivers when you compare them to what some other quarterbacks were throwing to. So, yeah, there were periods of time when really he had Greg Olsen. And he came into Foxborough in 2017, and Cam Newton led the Panthers to a win against the Patriots, engineered 3 scores in the fourth quarter of that game, and the Panthers beat the Patriots on a last-second field goal. And people like Ed Dixon and Fozzie Whitaker were playing key roles. And on top of that, the offensive line wasn't very good, and he was beat up. As mobile as he is, as strong as he is, as big as he is, nonetheless, Newton has taken a pounding over the course of the last few years behind some really poor offensive lines from Carolina. Now, the Patriots have issues, certainly when it comes to the talent surrounding the quarterback position on offense. But nonetheless, I think with Newton in Carolina, and also I think the offensive coordinator, he was playing for a long time at his best under Mike Shula. And then in 2018, when North Turner was hired, I mean, that may be the best barometer for the Patriots. Is that Newton, before he got hurt at the end of that season or toward the end of that season, was playing very well for an offensive coordinator like North Turner, someone who Bill Belichick respects a great deal. And he was proving that he could be a different kind of quarterback than we had been accustomed to seeing, that he could make throws from the pocket, and he could manage the offense in a Turner type offense, as opposed to what Shula was doing, which involved a lot more of the read option and certainly did not have as much of a sophisticated passing game as North Turner's offense.
When you look then at this offense, how do you feel? Because when you compare, like, no one's going to compare to Tom Brady, obviously. So we have to start there. Like, no offense to Cam Newton, he's a very different type of quarterback. Obviously, you know, you had a front row seat, Bob, the last few years, seeing Brady and what he did, and you know his reads at the line of scrimmage and everything. But is the offense, do you think, are we going to see like a 180 in how they run things? Because Cam Newton's skill sets are very different than Tom Brady's.
Well, you certainly won't see Brady's offense. I mean, the Patriots, I don't think, would run that either under the direction of Cam Newton or Jarrett Stidham, or probably Brian Hoyer. I think with Hoyer, they would involve a little more design rollouts if he were to be a quarterback for this team at some point this year, whether it's because the other two guys fail to win the position or someone gets hurt, or in this situation this year, of course, someone, you know, for example, if they are playing and you have a quarterback that's quarantined. Which could be very well a possibility in 2020 if there are NFL games. But I think when you look at the Patriots' offense this offseason, and the idea that they would do exactly what they did or try to replicate what they did with Tom Brady was foolish in the first place, if that's what you were thinking. Jarrett Stidham, as a second-year quarterback who had thrown only a handful of passes in his rookie campaign in non-meaningful situations, could not be reasonably, realistically, could not be expected to do the kind of things that Brady did in that offense. Nobody could. It was Tom Brady's offense. It developed over the course of 20 years. I think you'd have the same guiding principles in a lot of respects, but I think Josh McDaniels is someone who's wanted a mobile quarterback in his past when he was in Denver with Tim Tebow. He incorporated some movement at the quarterback position when Jimmy Garoppolo started the first two games in 2016 during Brady's Deflategate suspension, and did the same thing with Jacoby Brissett in an even more scaled-down version of the offense in week 3 and in week 4 of that season when Jacoby had to replace an injured Garoppolo. So my expectation is it may not be a 180. It's probably going to be somewhere in between what the Patriots have done in the past and what people may say is a different offense altogether with Cam Newton. I think McDaniels will contour the offense to try to suit the skills of both Newton and Stidham both. And again, you're looking at a team that has never had a quarterback like Cam Newton under the direction of Bill Belichick. So, he's got this great piece with which to work. And I think Belichick's always been able to take good football players and put them in position where they can succeed. They're not going to ask him to do things that he's not capable of doing.
We're joined by the voice of the Patriots, Bob Soucy joins us. And Bob, when you look at the Patriots and really this season, because, you know, everybody's hoping there's going to be an NFL season, I think it'll be a challenge if, you know, they don't have the luxury of the NHL or the NBA where they can all play in one location for a 2-month consecutive period, right? Do you think there's ultimately going to be games? And what's the reaction right now? Are most football fans expecting there to be games? Are they concerned because the NFL has to move around and they don't necessarily have one contained space like the NHL or the NBA?
Well, there are no answers to the first part of it. We don't know. But certainly there are a lot of concerns, I think, on the part of not only fans, but I think the players themselves too and people involved in the game. You certainly have, if you followed the news, but what's taking place in the United States, you've seen a situation in which there are spikes across the country here. Now, we live in a region that was hit very hard, really, at the outset of the outbreak here in the United States. New York City, New England, Boston, certainly one of the hardest hit areas. We're one of the few parts of the country, though, right now, who have gotten control of the spread of the virus and have seen the numbers decline on a regular basis. For the most part, there are periods of brief increases, but then things seem to take a dip back down with a declining curve, then at least a flattening curve week to week now where we are. But in other parts of the country, in the state of Florida, record cases day after day, Texas, Arizona, California, you're talking about multiple teams in three of those four states I just named in the NFL. And you're right, you're talking over 100 people, at the very minimum, who will be in contact on a regular basis with their teams, whether they're players, whether they're coaches, whether they're trainers, team video staff, the people that are in the layers of support staff for all these NFL teams. So you really can't put a bubble over an NFL team for a long period of time to complete a season the way you might be able to in the case, as you mentioned, of the NBA or the NHL. Now, you are playing outdoors, but you're dealing with so many other variables. And I think the concern on the part of a lot of players is really as much off the field as it is on the field. How do you maintain social distancing in an NFL locker room? In the preseason, you're talking about 90 players. How do you do it in the weight room? The protocols are very extensive. John Harbaugh essentially said a couple of weeks ago, as the coach of the Baltimore Ravens, it's unrealistic to expect us to meet these protocols. Sean McVay said, how do we play football and social distance at the same time? I don't see how we do it as the head coach of the Los Angeles Rams. I think the NFL is determined to have a season and determined to have a season with fans, but there are concerns at every level, and I think in a lot of different aspects about the feasibility of having an NFL season. I wouldn't be surprised if we see the preseason cutback. There's been a lot of reporting on that here, or we see a delayed season. Certainly they built in contingencies with the schedule to allow them, if they had to reduce it to 14 games, or at least move a block of games from the earliest month of the season, September, to later in the year. They still would have about a month to play with on the back end of the schedule if they wanted to push things back.
Really appreciate the rundown. And, yeah, hopefully we're talking about football later on in the fall. Thanks for your time, and should be lots of stories in regards to the Patriots and how different they might look with Cam Newton, because I'm with you. He's one of the more entertaining guys to watch, Bob, for sure. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, I hope we get to see him sooner rather than later, Jason. Take care.